afternoon. I suppose this means I can't mumble any longer. I must speak clearly and distinctly now. I feel like I'm being in an electric chair. Except all kinds of gadgets. And it's good to be with you once again. What is it that we're all looking for? What do we all want as human beings, so to speak? What do we want? Who knows? Who can tell me? We want happiness, don't we? We want peace of mind. We want joy. We want love, friendships. Yet what if I told you we already have all of these things? And we don't know it. What if I told you can discover this if you look within yourself? If you can dig deep within yourself, you will find what you're looking for. Happiness, joy, peace of mind, love. It's all there. You've got it. You had it all along. You are that. For some reason, I believe this because you've got problems, so to speak. You think you have all sorts of problems to deal with. Less problems. Do you have problems? Not really. But it seems like it, doesn't it, sometimes? And if you look clearly within yourself, you will see never was a time when you had a problem. No problem whatsoever. Somehow your ego makes you believe you've got a problem. It's like mesmerism, hypnotism. We've all been hypnotized to believe we have things working a certain way for us. Things have to be a certain way in our lives. What we want. I mean, that's like what we want. We get angry, mad, upset. Think back in your life, you'll see I'm right. What makes us upset? Well, things are not going the way we want, true? When something happens contrary to our thinking, we become upset, mad, ignorant. We want things to be exactly like we think they should be. This is called an inflated ego. We've been programmed to believe certain things about life. And we don't live this way, we get mad, upset. But the truth is, unless you develop humility, humbleness, and a little pride, you can never find yourself. It's impossible to find yourself. The first step in finding yourself is getting rid of humility, getting rid of developing humility, getting rid of ignorance, desire, wants, needs. And you think that if I don't think about these things, they'll only come to me. Who'll pay my rent next month? Who'll make me happy? Will I find happiness and joy? If I don't do things to achieve it? What I've got is the truth for you here. And the truth I've got to share with you is this. There's absolutely nothing else to achieve. Nothing. We really achieve anything we wish to achieve. When you came into your so-called body, everything was prepared for you in a wonderful way. If you left alone and flowed with it, you'd be very, very happy. But instead of being there alone, you didn't flow with it. What'd you do? You argued your way up. you're fluctuating up. You're missing in pride. You want your way of nothing at all. And it's called suffering, and then suffering. So the only reason we have suffering is because things are going our way. You're like the sun. The sun shines brightly all the time. But in the winter time it's cold and the sun is still shining. Even in prison says there's no sun, there is no heat. I feel cold. I think the heat is gone out of the sun. But even the winter sun says it's the same. It is really gone far away from the sun. So it's mostly still away from the sun in the winter time. So you feel colder. But the sun never changes, the sun is always the same. And so is with you. Your divine nature is always the same. You are Brahman. You have this choice with pure awareness. You are Satchitananda. You are I am that I am. The absolute reality. It's like the sun. So your power is what you really are. But the mind is wandered away from the truth. As the universe goes away from the sun, you feel cold. And as soon as that you wander away from the truth, from reality, from the self. And you think you've got problems, you think you're suffering. And you think you're cold because the sun is not shining. It is you have to come back to the source. In other words, you have to leave the world alone, leave the universe alone, leave God alone, leave everything alone, and go back to your source. How do you go back to the source? By turning within, becoming introverted, completely socially introverted. How do you do this? By knowing the world. By not reacting to the world. By not reacting to person, place, and thing. By realizing first you've got a big ego, and it's gonna go. You know you've got a big ego. So when you react to any of these situations, how many times did you get upset? Since you got out of bed this morning, how many times were you upset? How many times do you feel something is wrong someplace, that you have to change it? That you have to do something yourself, you don't do it, something will go wrong. Not only are you controlled by the ego, but if this is happening to you. You guys have control of your life and your emotions. You have to take total control of yourself. I mean your little self. Unless you do this, you get nowhere. It's okay to come to a class like this to sit with me. This helps tremendously. When I leave the room and you go into your whirling waves in your house, then you're right back to yourself, don't you? You're still being mean. You're still getting upset. Just saying the wrong things in your life. This is what keeps you back from taking the first step. But if you know you're doing this, you'll never take the first step. In other words, if you're not aware of your ego being controlling, how can you make any progress? You cannot. So to be honest, you have to know that your ego is controlling you. It's always controlled you. The mind is controlling you totally, completely. If it wanted to be happy, very happy, tremendously happy, infinitely happy. You have to see this. and kind of leaving things alone, not pushing. Releasing what it is. Again, sounds strange when you're sitting like this, because you say to yourself, I finally got it the way it is, it's going to be done. This is not true. Remember the same power that brought you here to the surface, was that they carry and maintain and sustain you. It was held always well. And you have some reason to do this. You just have to make yourself happy and peaceful. Just the way things are. And they will come along and give you a boost to help you. And again, you'll find you're becoming happier all the time, peaceful all the time, harmonious all the time, for no reason. Why is this happy? Because you really need to be happy. You really need to be peaceful. You really need to be loving, kind. But you have to do it for yourself. You have to see the mistake, the attachment. And it was necessary to break it. Mentally, that is. I'm not saying you have to leave your home and your family. You have to leave your job, live in a cave or a retreat someplace. On the contrary. You need to do whatever you want to do, whatever position you've got in life, whatever job you've got. That's what you have to do. Keep it up. But mentally, you let go. It all begins mentally. Everything begins mentally, with your mind first. The physical will take its form after. The physical will follow the mind. In other words, if you're in a situation you want to get out of, change your mind. If you're in the position you're in, you like the situation you're in, change your mind first. Don't take any physical action, change your mind. The physical will follow soon. But the mental comes first. Again, this means you have a job you can't stand, you hate it. And you wish you were never born. Get rid of that kind of thinking. Get rid of the hate. Get rid of the wish you were never born stuff. Become harmonious, kind, peaceful. And something will happen physically. To enhance it. To make it so. So then everything begins in the mind. And there you go. Just as the goal. You begin not reacting to things. When you don't react to things, the mind becomes weak. The ego becomes weak. So it's a dissolve. And the more the ego dissolves, the greater you become. True. The more the mind becomes weak, the more powerful you become. For the self, the absolute reality begins to function as you. And you find everything else falling out of the chin. So you see, it begins with you and ends with you. What are you doing with your life? Ask yourself that question. Where do you want to go with your life? Well, choose a new way to go. Because you're right here. If you only knew who you were and what you really were, you'd rejoice completely, totally. If you're only able to realize that you're not the body mind, you're absolutely not doing the body and mind. The body peaceful of its own life. You can just realize this. What difference does it make in your life? The world is never the first to be. The only thing is the world because you think. This way there's a world. You're creative in the world. You're the creator of this world, this universe. Came out of you, out of your mind. Believe it or not, it did. So you're looking at just in yourself. And no one wants to see anything else, see what yourself. If you look what you see, change your mind. That's what you have to do. Each one of us, every one of us, is looking at their own creation. You may think we all see basically the same thing. Well, collectively you're seeing the same thing. Because clearly we have a subjective unit, a subjective ego, subjective mind. So you're basically seeing the same thing, the same dream, so to speak. When you're dreaming, you see people in your dream. And you're living the same kind of life as we do in the dream, aren't they? They're born, grow up, get married, have jobs. They're all living the same dream. In the dream. And you wake up in your dream, isn't that real? And so is with this world. So this dream is called Maya. Why is Maya? Why does Maya exist? Why are you doing this? What do you say is God's Leela? Why does it be this way? But this is just an explanation so people understand. For reality, there's no Leela, there's no mind, there's no God, there's nothing. As it appears. Nothing exists. But it gives that point by yourself when you follow what I've been talking about. See, first you have to follow what I'm talking about, then you'll see that nothing exists. So many people want to go the other way. When we read books in the Vedanta, so many books, go see certain teachers all over the world, and tell everything is an illusion, nothing exists. You go home, you say nothing exists, you become foolish. You suffer terribly. You tell people nothing exists, you get fired from your job. You tell your boss nothing exists. Your family leaves you because you tell them nothing exists. I think that's happened to many people. They walk around calling from the Vedanta Center. They go to their friend and say, I am pure consciousness, I am consciousness. And nothing exists. Of course your friend will think you're crazy. And you are crazy. When nothing exists, you come to that conclusion yourself. You don't say anything to anyone about this. When you reach the point where nothing exists, there's nothing to say. Because you're nothing, how can nothing say something? So it's in your mind when you say nothing exists, you tell people nothing exists. How can you say that? Again, if you're nothing exists, you say nothing, because nothing wants to say anything. There has to be someone to say nothing exists. And there's a single ego, who else? So you walk around saying nothing exists, the ego is saying that. Who else is saying that? You're limiting yourself, aren't you? Again, the person realizes absolutely nothing to say to anybody. But you don't realize a good thing to say about realization. So now we can't learn from a book. Some books will tell us the absolute truth. But the truth has been realized by the writer sometimes. When he wrote a book. It's a good reference book, but you have to work on yourself to make it happen. So the best thing to do is to keep quiet. Don't talk too much. Just talk when necessary. I still can change the world in a better world to live in. Of course not. But in 2020, since we're children, we only accomplished nothing. Be still. Again, don't worry about your life, it'll be taken care of. There's a power that knows a way, it'll take care of you. When you keep quiet, I'm not gonna say. When you stop arguing, stop debating, stop trying to prove a point, stop trying to make things happen, and everything beautiful will happen. But again, as long as you try to make things happen, you're ruining yourself. Making yourself worse. This is the truth. It's been revealed to me, to others. This is the way life is. This is the way the world works. The world doesn't work your way, what you want it to. Begin to flow with it. Don't fight it. Flow with it. And begin when you get up in the morning. And this is something spiritual. When you get up in the morning, I'll fight all day long. So you gotta inquire, who am I? Where did I come from? Where's my source? Inquire these. You go about your business. When my source comes in, inquire, how many they come? How many sources come? Who's feeling these thoughts? Where they come from? Inquire. Find out where they come from. Find out who exists. It's actually to do this. Nobody can do it for you. Remember these things always. It's your life. You are the one. There's no one but you. You are that consciousness which has always been and will always be. It's up to you. You don't know what has to be done. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to walk out of here today and revert back to yourself as you were before? Are you going to diligently practice or experience here today? It's up to you. You do anything you like. Some people come here for social reasons. Some people come to get out of the cold. Some people come to sit there because there's nothing better to do. So what's more important in your life? You have to ask yourself. What's more important in my life? What am I really trying to achieve? I have so many years to live in this earth. I may be gone tomorrow, who knows? So what am I doing with my life? When we're not finding reality, if we're not finding self-realization, we're going to have to repeat and repeat and repeat over and over again. Perhaps the next lifetime things will be relatively worse than they are now. Therefore, it's up to me to find out the truth. Again, don't believe what I tell you. Why should you? You should believe what I say. This is crazy nuts and you're talking to you. Why should you believe what I say? But practice, try and see what happens. Try going within. Practice. Do it. We don't have to. We can still live with life. Be like a leaf in the wind. Life can happen one day and the next. Like most people. When I get with the women, I become relatively happy. I do because I'm really sad, I cry, get upset, blame the world for your troubles. You can be like that, it's up to you. Or you can become fearless, totally fearless. And seeing yourself as one only in control of me. Nothing controls me any longer. All power is within me. All life is within me. All love and happiness is within me. And I'm going to shine. Nothing can stop me from shining like the sun. But I realize now my divine nature is Brahman. I am consciousness. Nirvana. Having the choice of pure awareness, this is what I really am, this is what I will always be. This is my real nature, I'm going to discover this nature, but I have to step all night to do it. That's how much I also want to, you know. When we got freely bred, you have to step all night sometimes and argue with yourself. Argue with your ego all night. This is like the story of Jesus who was tempted by the devil. If you remember the story, Jesus could have been anything he wanted. He could have become king of the Jews. He could have millions of dollars. He could have had a good position in the synagogue. But instead he said, no, get thee behind me, Satan. Which means, let the world go to hell. Who cares? What am I going to do with this world anyway? This world will always be the way it is. It'll never change. Remember that. There's only one way to change the world, make it a good world. We've been trying to do this in the very time. Who has accomplished it? Who has accomplished? No one. But you must be kind. You must help your neighbor. You must practice loving kindness. As long as you're a human being. And nothing I'm saying license to do what you want and hurt people. I don't mean that at all. You have to help people. Help all you see and want and need. But keep working on yourself. Completely and totally. Until the day comes when you're free. It's up to you. Begin today. Peace. Questions you'd like to ask? Feel free to send those questions. Last chance to ask questions. Going once, going twice. We'll have a reading from Mr. Ed, from the National Bhakti Gita. Anyone else have anything to say? Well, thank you for coming. It's been good being with you again. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, to bow to yourself. For God dwells in you as you. Peace. Om Shanti.